This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the annual Munich Security Conference on Friday. It's an annual forum featuring more than 100 world leaders and security officials. The three-day conference opened just 1 week before the anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a subject that dominated the meeting. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Speaking to the conference via remote video, Zelensky urged Western leaders gathered in Munich not to delay sending promised military aid, drawing a comparison between his nation's war with Russia and the biblical story of David and Goliath. Zelensky said Ukraine and its allies are all Davids in a fight against a Goliath, and said Russia is not just a regional threat, noting its interventions around the world.
What awaits, for example, Libya, Mali, or Central African Republic while Moscow had the power? What awaits Syria? Nothing good, just like many other nations. So you will have no rest as well. So it's not just about Ukraine. The point is that Goliath must lose.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Chinese envoys have defended Beijing's treatment of Hong Kong and Muslim minorities during an unusual public confrontation at a United Nations meeting. During the meeting of the UN Committee on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, the officials also rejected complaints that China's ruling Communist Party hampered the global response to COVID-19. Chinese President Xi Jinping's government faces accusations that abuses multiplied as Beijing tried to crush a pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong, carried out mass detentions of Muslim minorities, and silenced labor and women's rights. Xi's government has rejected the accusations. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A group of militants armed with automatic weapons and bombs assaulted police headquarters in Pakistan's largest city of Karachi on Friday evening, triggering a fierce gunfight with security forces and leaving several people dead. At least two assailants and a police officer were reported being killed in the ongoing attack, though there was no official confirmation of the casualties. The outlawed Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, or TTP, known as the Pakistani Taliban, took responsibility for the attack, saying it was a suicide mission and promising to share more details soon. Deepening security and food crises are likely to dominate the agenda when African heads of state meet in Ethiopia this weekend. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
This year's African Union summit is taking place against a backdrop of conflict and climate that has driven 44 million people from their homes in sub-Saharan Africa as of last year, according to UN estimates. That's 15% higher than the year before. At the summit in Addis Ababa, AU Peace and Security Commissioner Bankole Adeoye is expected to try and rally support for a proposal of new security operations financing from the United States, African Union members and the European Union. Financing has been a perennial challenge for AU initiatives, such as its peacekeeping mission in Somalia.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The United States has struck some key blows against the Islamic State terror group, removing a couple of senior leaders from the battlefield and two separate nighttime helicopter raids in northeastern Syria. U.S. Central Command said the raids targeted Hamza al-Hamzi, who oversaw the terror organization's network in eastern Syria, and another operative who led an IS assassination cell. It said the raids were carried out with the help of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF. U.S. officials said one of the raids resulted in an explosion that wounded four U.S. service members and a service dog, all of whom are getting medical treatment. American actor and filmmaker Sean Penn and his co-director Aaron Kaufman premiered their new film Superpower at the Berlin Film Festival on Friday.
I want to certainly thank Carlo, the Berlin Film Festival, for having our film and for being so respectful of the Ukrainians that are fighting a fight on all of our behalf.
The documentary features a profile of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and was filmed as Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine a year ago. The premiere came a day after Ukrainian President Zelensky appeared at the festival's opening ceremony via video link. He urged filmmakers to take sides in what he termed a battle between freedom and tyranny. He drew a parallel in his speech between Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the Berlin Wall. Marissa Melton, VOA News.